We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's 8:49. I'm Debbie Monterey. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s Thursday. Sounds like a perfect forecast for opening day at Busch Stadium. And if you've never been to opening day, there's still opportunity to join the fun. Of course, we're going to encourage you to get your tickets to our Kegs and Eggs party from 10 to 2, which is always a blast. But do you have tickets to the game? Joe Strom, the St. Louis Cardinals VP of Ticket Sales, is joining us. Good morning, Joe.
Well, good morning.
You are a popular guy, I know, around this time of year. Everybody's got lots of questions for you. A lot of people, you know, come to our Kegs and Eggs celebration that don't have tickets to the game. They just come because they want to be part of the festivities. But I think a lot of that is also based on the assumption that there are no tickets for opening day.
That is an assumption many people have. However, here's where we stand right now. We have sold over 46,000 tickets for the game. We have a limited number of tickets that still are available. Probably a couple hundred. So I would encourage people to get their tickets today because, as you said, that weather forecast is very, very good on Thursday, and it should be a fun day in downtown St. Louis.
I can't remember the last time it happened because it seems like it doesn't happen often anymore that the Cardinals home opener is the home opener as opposed to they've been on the road for a week and then come home.
Well, it happened last year, but that was because of the lockout. But here's what's it normally in a normal year. It's been a few years. It's just the way it works out. A lot of times we have opened on the road, but we are opening earlier this year in March. That's not happened at all where we're opening games in March in St. Louis. And the reason that we don't like to open a lot of times in March is because you never know what you're going to get from a weather standpoint. Now, we're lucked out this year, and it looks like it's going to be perfect weather.
Oh, it sounds like it will be amazing. So for people who are coming down, whether they have tickets or not, what do they need to know? When do the pregame festivities start? When should they, you know, what should they be aware of?
Well, here's where what they should know. Gates will open at noon, a little earlier than normal prior to games. It's going to open at noon. The game starts at 3:10, but I tell everyone you really want to be in your seats. I would say you want to be in your seats by 2 o'clock because at 2:20 is when the pregame ceremonies are going to start, and the pregame ceremony starts with the Clydesdale, and you do not want to miss the Clydesdale as they enter the stadium and go around the warning track. So I would want to be in your seats by 2 o'clock. I would also encourage people to try to get in the ballpark earlier. That's why we open the gates earlier so that we can reduce the time in line for people.
Yeah, coming up at 9:20, we have a special feature on the Clydesdales. I got to hang out with them and find out what it takes to get them ready for opening day, which is it's quite a process. So be listening for that. What about the rest of this series? Anything interesting or special coming up or special tickets available for the rest of the series?
Yeah, we of course do take the day off on Friday. We always have that off day in case we do have bad weather. We can still get the opener in, but we'll take the day off on Friday. And then we do have afternoon games on Saturday and Sunday. We have tickets as low as $10 for each of those games. We have a great giveaway on Saturday. It's actually a bobblehead of Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina when they were pitching last year. And ironically, that was given away on April Fool's Day. How about that? and so that's a unique giveaway that will happen on Saturday. So that's a must-have for the collectors. And again, we have tickets as low as $10 for that game. And then on Sunday, the giveaway is an adult, lightweight, a hoodie. And again, $10 for that game. The other thing I'd also point out on Sunday is that is our family Sunday, where with select seats, you get a free hot dog and soda. And then after the games, we're bringing back something that we haven't had the last couple of years because of COVID, is the kids are going to be allowed to go on the field and run the bases after the game. So that will be a lot of fun for the kids.
Oh, that sounds excellent. So that is Sunday.
That is correct. That will be on Sunday. So again, for a family, you can buy tickets for $10, get a hot dog and soda with those tickets, and then the kids can stay around and run the bases afterwards. That's a fun day for a family.
Is that all self-explanatory if people go to the Cardinals.com website?
It sure is. It sure is. Very simple to purchase at Cardinals.com.
Some people like to go to the game. I don't know, opening day is a big deal, so maybe you're watching the entire game, but I know a lot of people like to just kind of hang out because there's a lot of new areas that you can just sort of lounge with your friends. Any new spaces in regards to that people should know about, or any perhaps interesting seats that people may not have sat in before that they might want to consider?
Well, I would encourage people to get to a ballpark early and just walk around the ballpark and walk around the all three levels of the ballpark. One of the areas that we created a couple of years ago was Budweiser Terrace on the top level in right field. And that's really been a must-to go place for all fans because it's a place to hang out with your friends and family. You get there early. It's activated. There's music. There's happy hour prices on beer, and so it's a great place to hang out. And before that was built, quite frankly, there was an area where people just didn't go, and now it's a fun place. And so we have quite a few of those type of places throughout the ballpark. So I would encourage people when they get to the ballpark to walk the entire levels and see what's happening because there's a lot of fun activities going on.
All right, so there are some tickets available for opening day. There are definitely tickets available for Saturday and Sunday. Sunday is a family day. I noticed before we let you go, we had something earlier this week about the huge number of theme ticketed games this season. So there, it sounds like there's a theme for everyone.
There is, and that's been fun. We've been doing that for years now, and what people seem to enjoy the themes that we have. Again, a lot of those are scheduled on Friday nights, like Grateful Dead, like Margaritaville, where we will have activation in the Budweiser Terrace music that matches that particular theme. And what we like about it is it brings fans to the ballpark that may otherwise not come to the ballpark. It also brings people that loves the collectibles. For example, like next Monday is Peanuts Night, where there's a Schroeder bobblehead giveaway. So you get the collectors of St. Louis Cardinals, you get the collectors of peanut items. And so it's kind of, it's fun. And it's added a number of unique activities at the ballpark prior to the game.
Well, Joe, we will let you go because I know it's a busy time of year for you, especially. Thanks so much. And we'll see you on opening day.
It's going to be fun. We'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.